Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No.
Okay. Hello, is Stephen Poe there?
Yes, still he is.
Okay, thank you, sir. First, are you in a place where you could talk safely and open on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay?
Good.
Thank you, sir. Does are you 18 older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote,
yes.
Or the chances 50-50, or will we probably not vote at all?
No, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
I'd say something else. Sometimes I vote different.
Okay.
It depends on who's running and who I like, who I'm comfortable with.
Okay, but as far as what you already...
Most of the time I vote Democrat.
Okay, do you want to go with that answer, or do you want to go with other as before?
Democrat's fine, whatever.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
What do you mean by strong?
Like a strong Democrat, like a strong believer, strong or not a strong Democrat?
No.
Not strong?
A medium.
Okay, well, from those two choices that they provide, not strong or strong, which one would you
opinion?
Okay,
go strong. Okay. Strong's fine.
What is your age?
63.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction of the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
What was the option? Satisfied what?
First one is very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, don't know, refuse.
I say dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person that I'm or organization, please say so. First person, Kamala Harris. From 0 to 100, how would you feel?
Around 70.
Okay. Next person. Joe Biden.
Well, I thought he wasn't running for president anymore.
Just your opinion on how you feel on.
About 65.
Okay. Donald Trump?
About 55.
Okay. Democrat in Congress?
Well, Democrat mostly.
Right. Democrat in Congress in general, from 0 to 100. How would you, what's your opinion?
I would say 55. They need to make some changes in Congress.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, how would you feel from 0 to 100?
I'm pushing 60 on her because I don't know much about her, but what I've heard, I kind of like.
Okay. Thank you. Republicans in Congress. From 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Who?
J.D. Vance.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay. Trump's Project 2025.
I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. No opinion. Don't know. Never heard of. Which one?
I don't pay much attention to news.
Okay.
I read about the book that comes out.
Okay. So your answer would be no opinion, don't know, or never heard of Trump's Project 2025?
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Janelle Bynum. From 0 to 100.
That's the president's wife. Mm-hmm. She's okay. I'd say 60 on her.
Okay. Thank you, sir. MAGA Republicans.
What about Republicans?
Right. The question is MAGA Republicans. How would you feel from 0 to 100? Or no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
No opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Next question. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or Republican?
Undecided.
Okay. Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards? Democrat, the Republican?
Democrat.
Okay.
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
I would say Kamala Harris.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Regardless of, on how you plan to vote, do you think you will win? Who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else, don't know.
Probably Trump, but I'd say Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remdir?
Biden.
Okay. Okay. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Biden, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024 if there is a fair chance that you might support Chavez Rivera, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all, you might support her?
I'd give her a positive chance.
Okay, a fair chance or just a slight chance?
No, fair to yes.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, I'll say approve. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. Okay. Is that a strong approve, somewhat approve?
No, it's about a, on your scale, it's about a, maybe a 65%.
Somewhat approve?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as you, as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, I want
I like to
read...
I read about her, but I don't pay attention to what she does.
Okay. Okay. Now, I want to read you a statement that Jeanine Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Jeanine Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effect, so she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Bynum, it sounds like.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you,